The Lord Jesus today speaks to his disciples, not the crowds, not everyone, just the disciples. And there are two parts to his teachings. And of course, the disciples are you and me. The first part of his teaching, the Lord Jesus basically tells us, as his disciples, that our relationship with him, our faith in God, should be like a treasure. It should be like a fine pearl for us. So the question we ask ourselves this morning is it? The mother of Pope John Paul II, who is a great saint now, as she was giving birth at home in Poland, her house is an alley from the local church. And it was around noon when the Angelus starts in the church with the music and the bells ringing. And in the middle of her birth pains, the mother of St. Pope John Paul II yelled out to the helpers, open the windows so that my child, as he is being born, the first thing he hears will be the Angelus, the hymn to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and the bells of the church ringing. In the middle of her birth pangs, she shows where her treasure lies. I have a friend whose mother is 99 years old and has dementia. And she would take her to Mass, dress her up, and take her to Mass. And we come home from Mass, and she's still in her church dress, sit down to rest, to take a break. And in a moment, the mother would ask her daughter, "Have we been to church today?" And my friend, the daughter, would say, "Mom, we just came home from church." And she would say, "Okay." Still in her church dress, sitting there, half an hour later, "Aren't we going to Mass today?" she asked her daughter. And this goes on every Sunday, all day long. That 99-year-old woman with dementia shows where her treasure is, shows where her fine pearl is. When I was little, every night we pray as a family. My little sister, Teresa, was a colic baby. She would scream her head off every night, little baby. And my mom would have to hold her and walk around in the back. And here we are, the children and my dad, in front of the shrine with the little statue of Our Lady there, we would pray. And I would tell you, with all the screaming of this little baby, my dad was as cool as a cucumber. Nothing was going to deter him to get the family finish the prayers. That little statue of Our Lady of Grace, she stands like this. As a little boy, I never understood. You know, the statue where she stands barefoot and her barefoot steps on the head of a snake and the snake's red tongue sticking out, showing that the snake is dead, you know. And as a little boy, I never understood any of that. All I thought was, whoever that lady is, she is cool. And growing up now, as a priest, I always, because of that, had a great devotion to the Blessed Mother, and I never prescribed to the image of the Blessed Virgin Mary as this feeble little maiden. I never got that, because I always see her as this cool lady who steps on the head of a snake, you know what I mean? But for me growing up, my dad shows, my family, everybody knows where our treasure lies, where our fine pearl is. If I come to your house today, would I misunderstand your treasure? Because my brothers and sisters, when we come to any home today, what is the most prominent thing in the home? The big screen TV. Right? It's like the most important thing in our life. Is it? If some folks come into your home today, if an alien comes into your house today, would an alien misunderstand your treasure? Because on your walls, what are there? Family portraits, very important, of course. Pictures of the last cruise. Pictures of the last great hike. Sport memorabilia. The Lakers, the, you know, whatever it is. All of those things around your house. Can an alien find a small crucifix there? Can an alien find a picture of the Blessed Virgin Mary? The picture of something religious that says, here lies my treasure. My relationship with God, with Jesus, is my fine pearl. Can an alien go to your home and get that? That, my brothers and sisters, is what the Lord Jesus is asking of us, his disciples, today. Is your Catholic faith a treasure to you? The second part of the teaching, having to do with how heaven has a selection process. He said that the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind, and when it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. The Lord Jesus makes it very clear to his disciples, you and me, there is a selection process for heaven. But isn't it interesting, my brothers and sisters, that many Christians nowadays walking around thinking that they are the ones that select. So they say, I don't pray. You know why I don't pray? I don't pray because God doesn't answer my prayers. In other words, what they're saying is, God doesn't make the cut in my selection process. I don't go to church because church is all ritualistic, all of that stuff. I don't like. Don't go to church. They act as if they are the ones that select. I don't believe in God because there's so much evils in the world. There's so much sufferings in the world. If there were a God, why are there so much sufferings and evils? My brothers and sisters, isn't it interesting that people never say, there's so much sufferings and evils in the world, damn the devil. How come they don't say that? Why do they all say, why God? As if somehow God is responsible for all the evils and sufferings of the world. We are not the selector. We are not the selector. The Lord Jesus makes it very clear to us, his disciples, that it is God who will select, who will separate the wicked from the good, who will throw the evildoers into the fire of hell. The reason why I'm screaming, because I have competition over there. Don't mind me. So, today, let's understand it correctly, okay? Let's not go around and think somehow heaven is, God is what I choose. That God has to qualify for me. That I have this list. If God don't qualify, then I don't believe. Then I don't pray. Then I don't go to church. Silly us. The Lord Jesus makes it very clear. God will select. So the question for you and for me, my brothers and sisters, is do we qualify? The way I'm living my life, am I qualifying for this selection process of heaven? Let's get it right. And the Lord Jesus gives us the answer, how to qualify for heaven. We will meet the qualifications. We will begin to meet the qualifications, my brothers and sisters. Once we have our relationship with Jesus, once we hold our Catholic faith close to our hearts, as if it is a treasure. We will begin to qualify once we hold our Catholic faith dear to our heart like a fine pearl.